Now, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah says, Kol HaZorah, though HaZorah itself of the Beis HaMikdash, that means from the Ezras Yisroel until the back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, HaZorah, the length of that was Meir Ushmeinah B'Sheva. It was 187 Amis long. HaRoichav, the width of the Beis HaMikdash, was Meir Shleishim Chomish, 135 Amis. Now, Min HaMizrach LaMarv, that's the length of it from east to west, was Meir Ushmeinah B'Sheva, was 187. How do you have this? It's like this. Malkam Terishas Yisrael, when you first come into Shah Nikner, when you first come into Ezras Yisrael, that width over there was Achas Asarama, was 11 Amos. And then after that you come to the Malkam Terishas Akanim, called Ezras Kanim, it was also Achas Esriam, was 11 Amos. Together you have 22. HaMizbeach then was Shleishim Shtayim, took up 32 Amos. But so see there's some, 32 Amos. Now, Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, was Esu Mishtayim Amos, 22 Amos. HaHechel, the Hechel itself we had before, was Meyama, the whole length was 100 Amos. And the Yachar Esu Yama, the Chur Basic Abaris, and 11 Amos in the back of the Kodesh Kodashim, that's why you have this 187 Amos. That was the length of the Azor itself. Now, Mishnah Beis, what about the width? Min Hatzof from the Dor, from the north side to the south side, it was Meir Shleishim Chomish, 135 Amos. How do you have that? You have it that HaKeves Fi HaMizbeach was Shishim Shtayim. The Keves and the Mizbeach, even each one was 32 and 32, but one out of two Amos overlapped. So together was only 62 Amos long. That's part of the width of the Beis HaMikdash, was 62. Now, Min HaMizbeach LeTaboyz, after the Mizbeach came the rings there, there were Shemayin Amos, 8 Amos. Mokam HaTaboyz, the place where they had the 24 rings, was Esam V'Yabor, was 24 Amos. Now, Min HaTaboyz L'Shukhanes, from the rings until the Shulchans, were Abba, 4 Amos. Min HaShukhanes, from the tables, Ula Anosim, and the small poles there, Arba, was another 4 Amos. And Min HaNanosim, from the small poles, L'Kais Lazor, until the Kais Lazor, was Shemayin Amos, was 8 Amos. So that, and Bahamois, so the leftover Amos that was still missing, that was Bein HaKeves LaKaisel. The top few Amos we didn't count from where the Keves ended until the wall over there. And the Wadinu Makem HaNanosim, the place for these small pegs also. So really this Makem was, it was two, it was 12 and a half Amos. So it was 212 and a half Amos here. That's how you have the Cheshbon. That's how it comes out to be 135 Amos was the width of the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Sheish L'shochos Hoyib Azorah. In the Azorah itself, there were like six special rooms, six L'shochos, six rooms. How do you have this? Sholosh B'tzofen, three of them, in the, this is in the Azorah itself, it's in the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll soon see this is Mamash all the way on the left side of it, on the top and bottom on the left side, but in the Azor itself, there were three, there were six rooms there, six Lashkois. Three Sholosh Betzofen, three on the north side, the Sholosh Bedorim, three on the south side. It's like this, that Sheh Betzofen on the north side was Lishkos, some of the gears that should be on the Dorim side, was the Lishkos HaMelech, used to have the salt there, Lishkos HaParvo, and Lishkos HaMadichim, Lishkos where they used to wash off the things. So Lishkos HaMelech, what was this room for the salt? Shom HaYunois the Melech L'Korvas, we used to store the salt, and used to salt the Kabbonis there. Or not, they salted it there, we had this filter, we used to salt it on the Kebes, we used to store the salt there. Lishkos HaParvo was that, Shom HaYumolchim Oirois Kodshim, the skin of the Kabbonis that used to go to the Kohanim, so they used to salt it there. And some say also on top of it was a Beis HaMikvah that the Kohen God used to go to on Yom Kippur. Mishnah will soon say it. It says here, the Agag on the roof of it, Hoye Beis HaTfil, the Kohen God of Yom Kippurim. On the roof of it was the Beis HaTfil, the Mikvah the Kohen God used to go to on Yom Kippur. Every time he had to change his clothing, he had to go to the Mikvah. Then Lishkos HaMadichim, what's that room? Sheshom hoyu madichin kirvi akodeshim. The insides or the intestines or the carbonis, you have to wash off there in that room. Umishomer from that corner over there, Mesib Oilo Lagag Beis Taparva. He's from the Lishcha of the Madichim. There's also like a stamp, a ramp going upwards that you go up to the roof of the Beis Taparva. As we said, the Beis Tfil, the Mikvah for the Kohen Gadol was on the roof of the Beis Taparva. So you used to go up there, that plank to go up. Now, Mishnah Dalet, the Shebedorim on the south side, the son of the Gersa should be on the north side of the Azara. There were also three Lishchois there. That was the Lishchos Eitz. Lishchos would use to store the wood. Lishchos Hagoyla, so we'll see what that is. And Lishchos Hagoznis, first these are names of people that were menadivit to make it. So Lishchos Eitz, what was that? Samar Reb Lozer ben Yaakov, Shechachti Mehoisim Shemeshes, you forgot exactly what to use that room for. But Abba Sholem says, Lishchas Kanan Godel. That was the Lishcha for the Kohen Godel. That the Kohen Godel used to use that room, as the Lishcha Seitzim. That was in the back of the other two rooms. The Gag Shloshtum Shov, the roof of all three, was the same. So he also, Kohen God used to use the Lishcha on Yom Kippur, like the Gemara in Yuma says, that there's some call also Lishchas Parhadrin. It says there that Shivas Yom Kodim Kippur, Mafrish and Kohen God, he based Lishchas Parhadrin, he's called to the Lishcha called Parhadrin, according to Mandiyama, this was the Lishchas Eitz. Now, Lishchas Hagel, what was that? Shom Hoyibor. Kavua, that there was a well there, a kavua dika well, the hagalga nosnolov, and there was a wheel on top of it. Used like fetch up the water for the azara. What do you need to cook with or to clean with? All the water that was used in the Beis Hamikdash used to fetch it up from that well. The lishkas, the third room, the lishkas hagozes. What's that? Shamhoiso sanhedri gadola. Shall Yisroel Yeshevis V'Donia Sakuna. That's where the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the 72 car, the Bezn of 71, the Bezn of 71 used to be there, the Bezn HaGodol, and used to sit there and used to be done the Kanim, to be done the Kanim every single Indian to see whether the Kosher, whether the Psulim, anything was negated to Kanim. Who were in Levi'im also, to see what the Psulim Ksherim used to don the Alochas there, and who were then they were done from there was Yotzer Rol, the Klai Yisrael. That was the Ikkas Sanhedrin. So that was like this, that the Kohen Shenim Tzabai Psulim, the Paschalais occurring was Tussle, something wrong, you can't do the Avodah, so Loivesh Shkerm used to put on black clothing, or Misatav Shkerm, when wrapped himself with black. And the Yaitz of Elif, we go out and go back to Sol, we wouldn't stay in the Beis Hamikdash. What's going to be Vishlan Nimsa by Psul? Let's say they did not find the Psul in him. The Sanhedrin said that he's kosher to do the Avodah. So then Levish Levon, he would wear white clothing. Or Misatef, his outer clothing, his talus was also like white Levonim. And Nichnas, he would come into the Beis Hamikdash. Or Mishamesh Yashemech HaKanim, he would work with his other Kanim to the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Yomtif or Yosim used to make a big Yomtif. Shalanimtsa Psul Bazar Shalan Akrain, that they did not find, or he says even the day that they did not find the Psul in any Akrain, there was a big Yomtif in the Sanhedrin. They used to make like a Mishnah Vesimcha. Yeah, or else the Kanim itself that they passed and they were kosher that day used to make a Simcha. V'kachoyim, this is what they used, V'kachoyim, this is what they used to say. That Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu Shlanim Tzu Psu B'Zara Shal Aaron or Baruch Hu Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebaruch Hu chose the Aaron of Vonov Lama D'Shos of Nei Hashem Beveis Kod Shekadoshim. That was the Baruch Hu used to say then that Baruch Hashem he chose the Kanim, and these were the Kanim of Mazoicha to do the Avodah. Yes, Liklo Masech Deminis.